Good afternoon, and welcome to Light in the Darkness. My name is Red Mark. Time for a commentary, and this one's entitled The Late Great USA, dated the 23rd day of June of the year 2017. You know, perilous times have come upon this once great nation. Looking around, and we have to all agree. I mean, we're witnessing division the likes of which we've never experienced in our lifetimes. Political and moral upheaval abound. In fact, it's gotten to the point that many social and political experts say it's gone beyond the point of no return. And looking at their position from an historical perspective, one would have to agree. Let me show you. Let's take a brief look. The great historian Edward Gibbon wrote about the fall of the Roman Empire, the greatest of all world-ruling empires. He asked why great nations or empires fall. Now, it's a fact of history that all empires have, in fact, collapsed. But why? In his masterpiece, History of the Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire, Gibbons, identified five major causes that contributed to the fall of the Roman Empire. First was family breakdown. Second, increased taxation. Third, the insatiable craving for pleasure. Fourth, an unsustainable buildup of armaments. And finally, fifth, the decay of religion. Now, one of the greatest historians of all time is telling us how and why ancient Rome fell. Now, don't these conditions surrounding Rome's demise sound eerily similar to the conditions prevalent in our country today? Let's for a moment look at the five major causes and compare them to today's America. We'll start with the breakdown of the family. Now, history shows that the strength of any nation depends on the strength of its families. Family is the solid foundation of which a country's superstructure is erected. And that was the case for America. Rome in its heyday was affluent and had the mightiest army on earth. And just like America today, back then when people talked about Rome falling, they were scoffed at and scorned. But Seneca, the famous Roman sociologist, warned that Rome would fall, even telling people why it would fall. And people ignored him. In the words of Seneca, one of the foundational reasons Rome would fall was the fact that they divorce in order to remarry, and they marry in order to divorce. Seneca warned that family breakdown would destroy the Roman Empire. Couldn't Seneca's warning just as easily apply to America today? I mean, divorce and family disintegration are rampant in this nation. Next is increased taxation. Prosperity ruined the Roman Empire and is ruining America also today. Historian J.P. Bouzon, in his book Roman Civilization, notes that in Rome, by the 3rd century, the silver coins had become copper pieces washed in silver, and issues of gold had virtually ceased. End quote. Little by little, the Roman emperors cheated their citizens and creditors, paying debts with coins that had reduced precious metal content. Debasing the coinage ruined the prosperity of its citizens. Now, we in America are doing the same thing today. I mean, feel one of the coins. The coins no longer contain metal of any value. The dollar has lost some 95% of its purchasing power since the establishment of the Federal Reserve clear back in 1913. And America continues to debase its currency in order to pay its bills. Every time you hear a politician use the term stimulus or bailout or borrowing, what it really means is that the government is devaluing the currency even more. Every dollar of debt makes the greenback worth a bit less. The dollar's purchasing power is being compromised. With some $20 trillion in current debt borrowing, quantitative easing, stimulus package, and borrowing will continue at an ever-increasing pace, ultimately leading to an economic implosion. And sadly, in America today, prosperity is no longer synonymous with actual wealth. Prosperity goes by an entirely different name today, and it's debt. It was the same in the Rome Empire, before it fell. Next is insatiable craving for pleasure. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 through 4 says this, "But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Wow, end quote. Simply put, hedonism will rule the day. Now, let's look at that word. Webster's dictionary says this about hedonism. It says, the self-indulgent pursuit of pleasure as a way of life. Now, this is really true of our society today, isn't it? Highlighting the 2 Timothy passage, we see narcissism, the love of money, boastful and proud attitudes, kids abusive to their parents and disrespectful toward everything, violence, materialism, even a depraved entertainment society, drug use and abuse. You get the picture. Sounds like the evening news most every day now, doesn't it? That's tragic. Next, unsustainable buildup of armaments. Like Rome in its day, America has the world's largest and most effective military machine. However, as the economy and dollar weaken, its political landscape remains, our politicians remain divided, I should say. This machine is and will continue to decline in superiority, and it is. But interestingly, the world's economic crunch has not affected the military spending in Russia or China or others. Even though the strained economic climate has slowed their economies, they continue to spend billions on armament. Both Russia and China are working feverishly to modernize their military forces, but not America. And finally, the decay of religion. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5 says this, having a form of godliness, but denying its power. Also, 2 Timothy chapter 3, speaks this of increased apostasy in the church. I'll get this lip fixed here in a minute. Now, there is no question that we are seeing famine of God's word in America's society today. The itching ear theology spoken of by Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 and 4 is rampant in our religious institutions today. Now, here's just a few more examples of our current church in America. Increased immorality. We see that in Matthew 24:37. Increased blasphemy, 2 Timothy 3:1. Explosions of cults, Matthew 24:11. False Christs, Matthew 24:5. Increased occultism, 1 Timothy 4:1. Denial of the second coming, 2 Peter 3:3 through 4. And the denial of the creation of God. The denial of the creation by God. That's Romans 1, 18 through 22. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. So in conclusion, one would have to be deaf, dumb, and blind not to see the comparisons between Rome and America. America, if it continues on its current path, will fall just like the rest have fallen. And sadly, my belief is that America will only continue to accelerate on its self-destructive path. And the greatest tragedy is that we will witness more and more souls signing on to this destructive way of life. Well, finally, we, the remnant, must arm ourselves with the shield of faith and the armor of God so as not to succumb to the ways of this world. Look up Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 18 for that protection. And even though persecution will continue to accelerate in these final days, we must not stop sharing the message, the saving message of Jesus Christ. That is the only message that can save America and the rest of mankind from its own destruction. Okay, know that I'm praying for you, and God knows exactly who you are and what your needs are. Hallelujah. Until next time, this is Red.